This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Being active and outdoors was always a vital part of Michael Muir's life, one he refused to give up even after he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
I've been a horseman my whole life. I've raced horses since I was 12 years old. And when I was 15, I was diagnosed with MS. I'm 56 now, so I've lived with MS over 40 years. And I've remained an active horseman. They played a big role in my life in keeping me active and outdoors, and that's something that I want to share with other people, and that led to Access Adventure.
Access Adventure is Muir's outdoor excursion program for people in wheelchairs. Based at the 2,070-acre Rush Ranch near Suisun City in Solano County, the nonprofit program offers free carriage rides and other outings for people with disabilities, especially those who live most of their lives in wheelchairs.
Sometimes people have a hard time wrapping their mind around the idea that we can put a wheelchair aboard a horse-drawn carriage. We use solar-powered, battery-operated wheelchair lifts that can actually lift 500 pounds, so even a power chair can come aboard. And a simple lockdown device. We've got a big trolley that can carry up to 5 wheelchairs at a time.
Some of these adapted carriages, which are drawn by specially trained draft horses, will be displayed and demonstrated at the 3rd Annual Disability Tech Expo at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds Friday from 10 to 3. Michael, who happens to be the great-grandson of famed naturalist John Muir, will be the event's keynote speaker.
We say we're challenging the limits of disability. We try not to be limited by the challenges that we're living with, but challenge our limits to do as much as we can do. Sometimes we're limited by our imagination. You think, okay, I can't get to the top of the mountain. Well, I'm telling people, yes, you can. You might not be able to hike up there the way you did in the past or the way that other people do, but there are ways to get there, and we're here to show people how to do that.
This Santa Rosa appearance will also serve as the introduction of Access Adventure's planned expansion to a second location in Sonoma County.
It's a little tentative yet, but I think it will be associated with the Laguna de Santa Rosa Foundation by showing them a way that we can expand the population that they can serve or that can come out and visit their property, then they become a likely and supporting partner.
Exploring the hilly byways of western Sonoma County is small potatoes, Muir says, when compared to some of the other wilder outings his program has already done.
We do trips all over the state, and we do multi-day wilderness trips. We go to the Los Padres National Forest down by the Mission San Antonio de Padua. We go up on the North Coast, the Lost Coast up in Humboldt. We go out to the remote parts of Modoc, Plumas and Lassen counties. We go up into the Sierras around Yosemite. We do a lot of traveling around.
If you can't make it to the Tech Expo on Friday, you can find links and information about Access Adventure on the North Bay Report news blog at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.